The tragedy of open borders. What has happened to our intelligence agencies in this country? They failed us terribly on the 11th of September, and they are failing us now with all the people sneaking into our country. We have no idea who is coming in some cases, and what they are bringing with them. There are also people saying the Border Patrol isn't taking the problem serious enough. It is hard to blame them for problems with border policies which prevent them from doing their jobs. The result of all this is the United States is more vulnerable to a terrorist attack than ever before. This has nothing to do with party affiliations, just facts. People are pouring into the United States and we know nothing about who they are. If we could eliminate the terrorists, we would still have problems with gang members pouring in and sick people coming in without any holds on them. I personally don't see how this stuff is being allowed. We used to catch a lot of terrorists at the border trying to get into the United States. It wasn't perfect, but it certainly helped us cut down on terrorism. Now there is no one on the southern border to check who is coming in many cases. The Border Patrol are too busy playing nursemaid to the point it has been said the actual border force is at only one-third of its full strength. Some people believe there are only poor souls trying to get into this country who have it so bad in the countries they live in they are willing to risk the death of their children to give them a new start. As they sneak in, at the same time others from all over the world who are sworn enemies of the United States are also getting in. This diminishes our country and makes it impossible to know who these people are. I don't know how, but we caught two men from Yemen who were on the terrorist list. With everyone sneaking in, these guys must have either been very stupid or very unlucky. We should all be very worried about this situation. I am talking about everyone, both Republicans and Democrats, because when the terrorism hits, it won't care what party you belong to. If there was ever something both parties could agree on, this should be it. Bombs know no boundaries. If we want to know what could happen here because of the let them in policy, we can look at what happened in other countries. Foreign terrorist organizations are chomping at the bit to attack us. Iran would like nothing better than to get even for our attack on their terrorist general who had a long list of dead Americans and others. Throughout history, the United States has been a target for terrorism. We have had domestic and foreign terrorism take place on our shores. On April 19, 1995, a security guard named Timothy McVeigh blew up the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City. He had parked a rented van outside the building with a bomb so powerful it was able to completely destroy a huge building, and it had been made with common ingredients. The blast was so powerful it damaged 300 other buildings. Hundreds were injured and the dead included children. 168 people died that day. I am pointing this out to demonstrate the fact you don't even need to smuggle in a bomb. The thing could be built here easily, and don't think the terrorists don't know this. In World War II, the German saboteurs were landed on a US beach in 1942 near Ponte Verde Beach, Florida. They had all sorts of equipment with them and were dressed as American civilians. When Hitler had declared war on us, he wanted to set an example of how easily he could attack us. When they landed, they buried their equipment and explosives. They went on their way but were caught and executed. We are probably the biggest target in the world for a terrorist country. Many of them believe they are doing God's work by killing as many of us as they can. Others want to show we are weak and they are capable of causing all sorts of mayhem in our country. Right now, we are virtually unprotected if terrorists come in through the southern border. For those who claimed most people sneaking through the southern border are harmless, I say even if they are right, the word most says it all. Even if a few terrorists get through, they can kill thousands of people each. Why would anyone think this is okay? The reasons we have soldiers in places like Afghanistan was not to conquer the country, it was to destroy the terrorists. It is true it seemed like an endless war, and maybe there could have been a better way to handle things instead of risking the lives of all those soldiers, but that was the reason they were there. Even in the American Civil War, the South was sending saboteurs into the North along with spies. Many people don't realize John Wilkes Booth was part of a terrorist ring. They believe killing Lincoln was the act of a single individual, which it was not. The original plot was to kidnap Lincoln, and when they failed, they wanted him dead. 8 people were convicted and 4 were hung, including one woman. This was the first woman ever executed by the US government. The 4 remaining were sent to a prison island off the coast of Florida. It has been said the last year of the Civil War was a time of terrorism for the desperate South, and it continued after the war ended. Some of the things which were done were the shipping of blankets to the North from a yellow fever outbreak, poisoning our water supply, and various fires were being set. Do we want to become a country where various sections are like the countries where the people came from? If immigration is not conducted properly, this is what happens. Some European countries have sections where the people have set up their own Sharia law courts. Another problem is many don't learn English, or if they do, they don't try and get comfortable with it as legal immigrants in the past all have. We need to get control of our immigration in this country, or we won't have a country for much longer. No country in the world has just opened up their borders for everyone to come in unchecked.